Hello there, this is Paul Murray filling in for Austin McKay this week on Near FM Senior Citizens Programme. I also have with me Michael O'Sullivan, who was chair of the North East Senior Citizens, is it? Am I right there, Michael?
North Central.
Central, North Central. I knew I got it wrong, but anyway. So, are you out there to Katie O'Rourke? Are you there on the air?
I'm there, Paul.
How are you? So anyway, we'd like you to know, give us a rundown on what's happening for the senior citizens now in this particular courses that's coming on stream.
Yeah, I'll just give listeners, Paul, a little bit of background about AINTIS. I work for AINTIS. We're the National Adult Learning Organisation in Ireland. So we're an NGO and we provide information to adults who might be looking to return to education, whatever the reason for that is. And we also promote the value and benefits of adult learning. So we know for senior citizens there's plenty of benefits to keeping up with their education and returning to education as well. So a big part of our work is really about providing information on what kind of options might be available for people. And we do that through our information service. So we have a one-step-up information service that includes a website. We also have a free information booklet and a free phone helpline as well that people can access if they're looking to find out about information. So we're not a course provider ourselves, but many of our members throughout the country are. And many of those providers are community education providers. So for senior citizens especially, community education can be a fantastic option where they can, you know, learn within their community. And we know that lifelong learning has huge benefits, especially for older people in terms of, you know, meeting new people, for mental health and for health well-being benefits as well. And there's lots of different reasons why people return to education, but it has huge benefits for people, and we see that a lot and hear from older people as well about telling us about how beneficial it is to keep up with their education.
No, sounds good now. And to me, I need a bit of education, I must admit. I think Michael's a different story. I think he's well up in all this stuff. But what about the venues? Are the venues in the local northeast of Dublin, are they quite close to us here at the station in Coolock?
Absolutely. There's lots of community education centres, along with education training boards as well. So if people access the website on www.onestepup.ie and they put in their location, they can find a list of some of the local organisations that are in their area. Or if people ring 1-800-303-669, AINTIS can also give them a list of their local organisations, and there's lots of community groups. Education training boards, family resource centres, lots of different places that people can access courses within the local community there in North East Dublin.
Yeah, and tell me, what's the usual demand? Now, I know this is off the cuff here type of stuff, but, you know, are people usually looking for something like as an art form, or are they looking for something that can help them in their domestic situations, or what's the norm of the questions you're asked?
Yeah, it varies greatly in terms of some of the people that ring our information service looking for information. And like as we all know, life expectancy is you know much higher now in Ireland. So there's lots of different courses that people are looking for. But I guess in terms of some of the senior citizens who call us, a lot of people might be looking to improve their IT skills, and that can be very much, in an informal way to, you know, update their skills in terms of the internet, of using online apps, smartphones, different things like that. And then, like you said, art and creative arts, different courses like that, people would be very interested. For some people, you know, they may have never completed their leaving certificate, and for them it's a lifelong ambition to kind of, you know, go back and do that. And so sometimes we might have, you know, 78-year-olds who would ring us looking for that option, and it's not necessarily linked to getting back to work, but it's something for themselves that they have an ambition that they really want to go back and do that. So I think we do see a real variety. Some people might be looking to take up another language, but I think really the benefits of whatever course you take is hugely beneficial to meeting new people, but also, you know, keeping the brain healthy and active. And I know Age Action as well in Ireland do fantastic work through their university, the Third Age Network. So people can find out more information about that as well. But that really looks at bringing people together who have a love of lifelong learning, and looking at different ways to support them. So really, it's pretty broad in terms of what people are looking for. But I would say around kind of, you know, the IT, smartphones, technology, that's often a query that's pretty common in terms of what people are looking for.
Well, I'll hand you over to my friend Michael O'Sullivan here. See, he's well involved in the local senior citizens, so he might have a good side to what's really happening and what people want.
Well, what I was going to ask there was that how involved, or has there been any contact with the older persons' councils around the country?
Yeah, I think AINTIS is a membership organisation, so we have lots of different members, but they are not a council that we have come across in the last couple of years, so that potentially is a new link that we could connect in with and provide information as well to that group.
Yeah, no, the reason I ask, I happen to be the chair of the North Central Older Persons Council, and I was actually up at the National Older People's Council Convention in Donegal last Wednesday, Thursday and Friday. And I see a lot of, and I spoke to a lot of people up there, and there was a lot of interest in getting back to education, learning new skills. And I'd actually maybe be very interested in having a chat with you offline, as they say, about that and how we can work together.
Absolutely. And I think one thing to say is, you know, AINTIS advocates for lifelong learning of all ages. So often people say to us, you know, what's the profile of an adult learner? And although government policy may stop at a certain age, AINTIS is very passionate about, I guess, making sure that everybody has access to lifelong learning, no matter what their age and for whatever reason. So we'd absolutely be really interested to link in and see, you know, how we can provide information, or also to look at what the options are for people, because it's great to hear that people are interested in that. Also, the lifelong learning participation rate in Ireland varies between 7-8%, and that's extremely low compared to some of our European counterparts. So a big part of the work that we're doing is trying to make sure that every single adult in Ireland has access to quality learning throughout their lives, whatever their age. And I think, you know, senior citizens and older people are definitely, there's, you know, a want there to go back and find out what's there. So really for us, it's important that we can communicate that information in the best way that's useful for them, and make sure that people are really aware of what opportunities they have in their local area. So that sounds fantastic to link in around that.
Indeed. Just a couple of months ago, on the news, they had DCU were noting that they had two people in their 90s who were studying history. Which is great to see. And I think that from my meeting with people over the week last week, there's so much energy in older people nowadays, and a thirst for education. And I think the work that you're doing is top class, and really something that should be applauded.
Great, thank you. And I think also just we would hear a lot from maybe younger people who return to education about the benefit that, you know, some of the senior citizens or older people within courses actually bring. You know, I think one thing to think about is, you know, education is really important in Ireland, and we hold it up, but many older people have huge life experience as well, peer-to-peer learning, you know, shared experience and life experiences that they can pass on as well. And I think it's fantastic to see, you know, older people returning to third level as well, because it's, you know, at that stage of your life, you really know what you're interested in, and it's really important, I guess, from an AINTIS perspective, that people have a choice, that they have access, that they have the support they need, and that they can continue to do that, because we know the benefits. You know, the health benefits, and often older people, I know dementias are a huge movement throughout Ireland as well, but really the benefits for mental health, for well-being, and that people get to meet people, and it helps against isolation and all of those other issues. So I think it's really important that we continue to advocate for senior citizens to have access to lifelong learning opportunities, to, you know, at whatever stage that they're looking for it.
Indeed it is, and it's very important for older people to keep their fitness and their physical health up, but it is just as important to keep your mental health going as well, and education and learning plays a big part in that. But I'm going to hand you back over to Paul.
Yes, well, yeah, that's really the man that should be talking to, not me. But anyway, no, I'm just thinking of what he was saying there, physical education, which would always appeal to me. I have done swimming stuff and yoga and all that type of thing. Is there any extra new types of stuff coming in with modern technology that could help myself and people like me who are struggling maybe to keep as fit as we used to be?
Yeah, I think if people are looking for specific courses, it's definitely worth contacting ANTIS. Like I said, we're not a course provider ourselves, so but through the STAR Awards, which through our Adult Learners Festival every year, which happens around March time, there was actually a group that won this year. They were actually based in Tipperary, but that was around a healthy education programme that really looked, it was actually about supporting men within the local community. So I think that we're definitely seeing a trend in terms of that kind of health and well-being. That was a specific category that we had awards for this year. So we've plenty of really good examples that are happening around the country. And I think if people in the Dublin area are looking to find out what might be in their local area around that, please do contact our information service, and then we can tailor the information based on what people are looking for within the area.
Okay, thanks for that. Well, yeah, you've filled all the boxes so far for us, Katie. So I think we let you off the hook. So, and we will keep your numbers here beside us. So if anyone's
no
out
problem.
There wants to get in contact with you, we'll have them on to you pretty soon. Okay, thanks again.
Okay, thank you so much. Bye.
Well, there you are, folks. Lots of numbers there. We'll read them out again later on.